sensationalist, but we'll discuss on Sunday what exactly fits into this category. Rambam is clear, Rambam tells exactly what he means, play around, but the words of the Rambam are given to different interpretations, and we'll see a bit of a polemic on not exaggerating, which you'll see, if you exaggerate and you take something which is a mutter and you make it usr, so it leads from something usr to even called mutter, which is based on Shabbat. That'll be Sunday shiur, but here in, we spent a lot of time in Simen Chav Aleph in Eben Ezer. Now here in Simen Chav, it's called the Rambam. Why not see it inside? Rambam. Let's see. We'll see it from the Shulchan Aruch instead of seeing it from the Rambam. This will be easier for further citations. Habo'al achas min arayas derech evorim, or shechibek v'nishek v'nana b'kir v'basar, or is a loke, v'choshen al arayas. Okay, that comes straight from the Rambam. Verbatim quotation from the Rambam. They took a little bit off, but that's what the Rambam says. Fine. So now, in discussing this prohibition, which is clearly a isa d'araisa, there's a discussion over here as for what happens in a situation where it's not that kind of a touching. It's what's called, we'll call it shaloba derechiba. Like the Rambam says over here, nene bekir basar, right? That's clearly something which is a serious prohibition. But the question is, you know, what is it? When does it apply? So that's discussed by many poskim. We spoke about it yesterday at significant length. Achlokas Beis Yosef and the Shach. Okay? And the question will be, if you're like the Beis Yosef, you're really in trouble. I mean, that any touching is an Issa D'Araisa, the Arava Yava, you should take your wife's pulse. That's as far as he goes. However, assuming not that way, assuming like the Shach, that there's no Issa D'Araisa in such a circumstance, the question will be, would there be an Issa D'Rabban? Or maybe it's Hetagamah. Rav Moshe, we saw yesterday in the Shul about the subways, said it's Hetagamah. Does anyone disagree? He says as follows. It's called from the state chemin. Komash and nosu v'nosu rabbonim hainu lahatel l'mashash ha-defek yishtarach b'dovim. Take the pulse. It's a need for it. Avol bilti shim tzorech v'adeh l'chul yama osir afilu negiyah b'yalma. It's certainly osir. He's not saying it's osir b'daraisa. He's saying osir b'darabbonim. Okay? L'chul yama yisir rabbonim kol min kreivim v'negiyah. So what about the subway? I don't know. Maybe the state chemin wouldn't drive this, wouldn't you take the subway in Rosh Hashanah? I'm sure he didn't. Maybe it was no subway. Maybe there were buses either in those days. But whatever, presumably if you come today, you wouldn't be afraid to go on the subway. Okay. Now, here in... I'm not sure if they have it over here in the links. Try it. Yes! Look at this. Eizem Mikodesh. Okay, Rabosai, it's worthwhile reading. Let's read it slowly together. Look at the Shach, Einis and Minatora Hakadosha, the Kravis came Derechibas Bia. The Raposha the Gam, Sheyesh was at Derechiba, Hareza Kinishuk, the Gnosov, or the Achiosov, right? That's also okay. Rak Derechibas Bia, who are you, sir? Here what's going on? He is sounding one of the more modern Mekilim. This is the Ezra Mekilish, I think it was a Pachacha. It goes back a long time, and he wasn't known to be something in a modern world. Here, what's going on? The only time it's us that he hasn't midaraisa, he has a mind to have bia with this woman. Maybe she'll say no. I don't know, but that's in his head. Okay. Oh, she bedat o yakein lule is a minia. Oh, he say yes. She says no. All right. Fishiyesh fishal lefanav who mitzapach hashol shtayim biyoma who lower. Not tomorrow. No, now, today. Has no intention of living with her, having relations with her, then either because he's from, or she's, I don't know what, whatever reason. What's going on? We'll call him a minimalist. Yes?
Are all medical conditions under any circumstance accepted from this?
medical conditions are obviously not, it's a professional thing, which is another leniency over and above. It's not by derech chibas. The subway is an expression known as uman b'umnasay torit, that the man, the doctor is thinking about his professional responsibilities. He doesn't view this as a kind of romantic idea.
I was asking more along the lines of where the lines are less clear. For example, a Heimlich maneuver for people who are trained in first aid.
Heimlich maneuver, if you don't do Heimlich on a female, you're a chosid shoyta b'mechila. So before she gemar, you don't save a woman from drowning, you're a chosid shoyta.
Do you allow someone else to do it prior to yourself, or qualified
me? Anybody does it. Heimlich maneuver is a sakonis nefashis mamish. The guy's choking. Don't ask any questions. The first one they don't know how to do it, does it. Period. Yes?
Like, how about, let's just say you're running a daycare, or, I don't know, somehow you're tutoring a girl and she cuts or whatever, and you need to put a band-aid on her or something.
You put a band-aid on her. It's okay. Yes?
Children are supposed to be talking about arias. And in terms of arias, a child is also an arias.
It could be.
And then he talks about a qualification. He says, if you enjoy the kiss,
so Moshe already said yesterday, we'll see it again today, that there's a kiss that's normally given from a parent to a child, according to Rav Moshe, does not fit into the Rambam's category. And I'm certainly the Buchacha would certainly agree. He goes even further than that.
If you have
a closeness with a female who's not a child, and is, some very beautiful woman lives down the block, whatever it may be, but Bia is out of the question. Chas v'shalom, you're from Yid. But you grew up. That's how it was. Everyone's kissing everybody else. I've been at many Orthodox weddings, Rabbi Osai, with men wearing black hats and women wearing shetels, and everyone's kissing everybody else. Don't ask me how that's possible. I think it's a crazy thing.
That way it's possible.
Yeah. He didn't say it's mutter. Don't put words in the Bachacha's mouth. The Bachacha said it's not Nisa Daraisa. He didn't say it's mutter. Chas v'shalom to say it's mutter. I'm not saying it's mutter for a split second. I'm just saying it's not Nisa Daraisa. It's important to distinguish. Is the rest. Rabbon, yes.
Regarding the base yosef, who said that, what's it called, if you check your wife.
The Har Vayah.
Yeah, exactly. How can he just impose another Yarav? Like, Yarav of Yahyah was clearly Arias.
Three things.
Yeah, so Nida's not one of them.
No. Anita could be Arias, first of all. A. It's a machloek, because it's Nida and Erev or not. Rabbon holds Nida is an Erev. We spoke about that, I think, a long time ago. I think we spoke about it. Yeah. So a chupas Nida came. And B, he assumes Abizurayu. Not only Arias Mamash, we call Abizrayu, any accessories, if you will, of Gilead Arias also has this chum. Those are the two positions that he takes. Let's go by. Okay, watch this now. We'll be time to hit the Rashach, the sum of Levesta called Akrevos. Hear what's going on? It's an important thing to know. This is unbelievable. We're seeing an unbelievable thing. A woman, when she's expecting a period, the man not allowed to have relations with her. And the Shach says, that's true, but there's nothing wrong with other physical contact. Why? 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 Here's very simple why. Look, it's unbelievable chiddush. It's unbelievable. This is his wife, who he's intimate with on a regular basis. But since he's an isha halacha, and he knows that the Torah Kedosha, or even the Rabbanim, prohibits relations for this day and today and tomorrow, whatever, intervals, you get married, you figure it out. Certain talk zones that are excluded from relations. So if he's using other methods of closeness, which fall short of that intimacy, and he knows intimacy is out of the question for today, tomorrow, next day, next week, last week, it's all in there. Not just not today. That itself is not an Issa D'oraisa. Pilei Ploim, unbelievable. This is what the Heliga Buchacha says, because at that moment in time. He's Masir Das. It's like Nisha Kidei Benosa. This is his wife. It's like kissing his daughter. What kind of comparison is that? But that's what he says. Yeah?
But then shouldn't there be a cover for that when she's in Nida de Raisa? Because then if the Ishkalacha,
So once she's in Nida de Raisa, then if he does the exact same thing, he's over at the corner of the rabbi and Nisha de Raisa gets Malchus.
But why? How do you make that jump? According to him, it should be even more. You should be even more
faithful
when it comes to it because.
Ah, here we are saying. Ah. Yeravort. Wah. Acharifus. He's saying this. The Bachacha is being made ill by Yom HaVeset. She hasn't seen a drop of blood. She's completely clean. But her calendar tells her that tonight, let's say today, tonight, it's going to be a possibility of blood, and the halacha dictates that they're required to separate from each other, and he hasn't marked to separate from her. Fine. So he joins the following amazing kasha. Let's say, and you have people like this, they keep Hilchos Nida really, they don't be a for the whatever 12 days, let's assume that she is in Nidus, the time she sees the blood, so she goes to the mikvah. But they're not so careful about other things. They don't touch, don't hold hands, don't hug, don't kiss, whatever they'll do. John is saying, shouldn't be Nisid Araisa either. Why? Because they're from people. They would never consider Chas V'Shalom for a second to be there. They know that Allah. You're right. Quoted the B'chash, should be the Nisid Araisa, that kind of a case. Wow. That's a Chiddush Nara. You're doing me a big favor because you're saying that we mulavim schus on holy Jews that are not as holy as we'd like them to be yet. And they don't, they think that it's only for women to have bia when she's in Ida. And all the other kinds of physical kind they have. But if they, in their minds, they know that bia is out of the question and they stick with it, then according to the Buchacha, even though they have other physical kind, they would not be into the Raisa. Wow. That's right. That's right. You're right. I think you're right. But then he says, go further than that. Then he said this, Kusad ibn Malkamacha, Shayachal Leos, Shayosar Kreva, the Ashes Nishal Aras, Gam Shaloma Derachibas Tava, Al Kaponim and the Rabbonim. So, until now he was being a Makel, now he's the Rabbonim. Ain Ryan, Mash Abu Chazal, Manashek, Levante, Levachvose, that certain Amorim would kiss their daughters and their sisters, Hulai Kamo, Shabi Yichud, Chilku Chazal, Ben Bito, Lashari Arites. Why? We said the Nakrinu Le'ene, the Liskei Bekrifte. You know what he's talking about? Who knows what in the world the Machacha Rav is talking about? He's talking Aramaic here, but it's like, I don't expect you to know the Aramaic, but he's quoting a Gemara Mefereshes. No one knows what Gemara is quoting? You know, they're not talking B'Shats Baal Peh? Yet? One day. Let's take a look. Fascinating Gemara. I think I've told you this Gemara many times before. Probably haven't seen it inside the Sanhedrin. Okay, what happens over here is that people were doing Avodah Zarah at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Ribbono Shel Olam, look what they said, listen to these words, Hainu Da'achriva LeBeisa, this Avodah Zarah will cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kayal Echol, and burn down the temple, the Kadlinu LeTzadikim, and Tzadikim were killed, the Aglinu LeYisrael Me'arayim, were exiled to a foreign land, Va'adayinu Merakat Benon. And this Avodah Zarah is still here. This is terrible Yetzar. Klum Ya'efte Lo Nelo Lekabula Be'agra. You gave us the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah to give us schar for overcoming it. Lo Iyu Be'ino and Lo Agra Be'ino. I don't want the Yetzar. I don't want the schar. What happened? They sat 3 days in the Tainus. Yetzar Achim. Nafalu Pitka Mi Yerukia. A petak and dam from Shemayim. That the Ksir Be'emes. We never saw such a thing. This is not a good, actually, it's a goal. This is the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Wow. Omer Rav Chanina, Shema Melech Chosam HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes. He signed his name, Emes. Nafik Keguria Denura Mibes Kodesh HaKadosh. What happened? A fiery lion came out of Kodesh HaKadosh. Omer Nava Yisrael, Nava said to them, Hainu Yitzhah Manazara. He's just been killed. Yeah, Hashem killed the Yetzirah Manazara. It's a famous one I said later on about Menashe. You know that Gemara? One says, where do you break bread from? In the Sifta de Rekia, the question. So Menashe chimed in. You break bread from the crust where it's. So I'm what? Menashe? You know what about Manazara? So Menashe responds, had you been alive in my time, you would have held on to my kapota and run after me into the church. We don't know what it is. Hashem killed that Yetzirah. Fine. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch what's going on over here. Oh. Army, they said, Ho, the Ace Ratanu, the boy Rachmi, Ayitra Daveira. Aveira means Gilead Rice. Once Hashem is killing Atzaharas, hey. He killed Atzaharas, and Gilead Rice, hey. Can you imagine that? Boy, Rachmi, they asked him, guess what? Him said that worked. The nobody turned off our eyes. What could be better? Watch this now. Chavshu Tlosa Yomi, 3 days passed. He boys Beis of Asyom Alachola. They tried a fresh egg for someone who was sick. Below Ashkechu. Because the whole of the systems break down. All the reproductive systems, that's what causes chickens to lay eggs. That's, the world can't go without Eitzer of Arayis. This is like, it's going to, we'll become extinct. I'm a Hechen Amit. Niboy Palga. What does that mean? Let's ask Hashem should leave the Eitzahara, quote unquote, for a husband and wife, and remove it for everybody else. Ah, Palga Mirakia Lo Yaga. That's not going to happen. That's too much ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give the, to leave the drive only for a couple, a husband and wife, and take it. That, that's not going to work. Kachlinu le'enei. What does that mean? They stuck some kind of glue in the eye of the Yetzara for Agayis. How did it help? Ahani be lo ikri inish bikrufse. That's what the Yetzara is learning. It took away the Yetzara for incest. There's still a big Yetzara for other, for someone else's wife. Oh, is that big? Unfortunately, it's too big today. And for non-Jewish women. And for Adida. It's that you're saying even this war off. There's even incest now. It's coming. It's making a comeback. Right. You ever get me to call out Torah? Good point. Okay. Remind me, because I don't want to forget that. Yeah. Making a comeback, I must say. Comeback. But it more or less has been eliminated. So that's the origin of my Kodesh. That's the Rashi in this Gemara. MS? Maskim and Em, Takon Shatobas, double the Salko. Okay. Ari Cotton. Aver Shal Arias. Tochak Posak, Kima Maskorim, and the Holy by the Kavis related. I mean, stops. It's impossible. The boy, Palga, Shloye Shod, and Mokba Ver, Tene Shloye Tove Arias. Kyle, Samuel, and Abukhu, Ahanile, Hakatakantapurta, Lo Igri, Bekraft, and the Emo of Achoso. Rashi can talk about non-Jewish women, but unfortunately, we can add that to the list. Add that to the list. And stop at Pluyim. She's not an either. That's also not that shouldn't be. Whatever. Those Yetzirahs still exist, and they're in full force. In full force and effect. This is the part to which he's referring. Let's go back to Ezra Mikodesh. Watch this. That's not right. Ben Chash Tigboris Tabay De Hichud. Kena be ulai odos negias evor. Kevin shul Rambam zal kol shul derech chibas tava osim at Torah kedosha. Kavisha ena osim itzal chibas tava. Mikom arei chashash at hakol akorov. Ulai kemat yia libo nota le tava. Yutpas bisa doraisa. Very gam ba ondo if they rabbi main roa makshav to hech yia. They chashash maim genuvim bintias makshav to mucheres rakbo. They nish roa makshav to. Kmosh osu yichud gam disru laven apnuya. Came well as a craver. Shetia machshavto, note on the taiva, ye iser the rice of Hatzvishol. Okay? That's what he's saying. Good. Vito, the Kabasa, there's not a Frechash Nishuk, no Miz Chasidis at all. This is the base Yosef. The Shach asks, yeah. Fine. Kavish, this is base Yosef. Kevin should be there of Tavo, yet she said, or I said, or I'm bam, it's more of less of Vishish to fact, I'm a mock of Sakona, Shane of Batur Basso, and the Tier of Tavo. What's he saying, the Ezra Mikodesh? That the Beis Yosef is afraid, Chas V'Shalom, of an Isa Doraisa. In other words, he agrees so far, it sounds like he's saying, that you heard about Yav only twice of Doraisa, but he's taking his wife's pulse. We're afraid, he'll be overcome with the Ezra. Kevin de la Rambam, Kevin de la Tavo, Yav is ready to go there, right? She heard about Yav. And maybe he's afraid it's going to happen. Because the Shach says, Isa Ere the Rabbanon lo Shach v'yor v'yavar. Rak yavar lo yahorik. Nei, mitzad Isa Rabbanon. Ein lesa mishish tefak shen shem rofei acher. V'makom sakona. V'kol makom shu rofei nota etzlo. Shlo yatzer koch lichbo shayetza. Mintel tahava rega pshita. Dishanech bo Isa gavar makom sakona. Etc. Even b'shas anidus, his wife is sick. It's a chashash yetza. Even stuff like a shakal. So the Pikuach Nevesh Dochev, Adon Shekol Yisurim, Gimel HaChamurah, Tzveik HaDechah HaPonim, Ad Bichl Nevesh. He asks this question. This is what he's saying. Oh. And he wants to say another part. He's saying, Achal Koza Gabi Yisad Rabbonon, Shul Shmir Minitiyah Lamashu Yisad Arayse Yishlomar, Shechazal Tit Chizku Tal Kenosam, Kevara Shal Tor, another pshat. First he said pshat, they're afraid it'll come to Yisad Arayse. Then he said, even if not, Chazal said Yehoi Vayavar, even by the Rabbonans. Achidish Nifla Venara. This is a quote of Beis Yosef. Caused by the Rambam. Caused by the Rambam. There's no Darais at all. So even though it's Rabbanon is Osir, but Gila Rais, Rabbanon, Yavim, Velo Yehorek, which is Ruch Nefesh. Okay, so Vichim B'Chalzeh. That's fascinating. Fascinating. All these Chidushim Nefloim, Rabbanon, they found in the Ezer Mikodesh. Ezer Mikodesh. Then it goes further. It's not done yet. Not finished. Oh, look at this. So the Rambam is Lo Sikravu. Rambam says it's not Lo Sikravu. I, Parasopek, Ransoro, Mo, we saw the Gemara. Isa Menat Torah, Kadosha, because Yehoi Vayavar, all those cases shouldn't stand naked, shouldn't talk for behind the Mechitza. No, it's a different verb. Lo Sisu, Achrei Levalcha, Achrei Nechem. I should have them Zonim, Achrei. The Gam, who mowed there? Trying to wrap the Chayvik creases of Mrs. Bezin. Shazela's Nusra Mefurish B'Issa Mechum B'Yosef. Okay? Fine. That's what he suggested. Okay. Rabban holds Kidarayas Rabbanon, maybe it's not Shach Yavar V'lo Yehorek. And that's Shach you'll agree to Yehorek V'Yavar in the Ben Tzor Gemara. But the Mishra Defect hold the pulse and Lach Shem the Kavonis Tava. Kol Shem the Kavonis Tava Gam Kenei Yisrach with Rabbanon. In the Savid Rabbanah Kaponim Ruach Nefesh, that's what he suggested. And he says like this: another pshat, Mishum Migdal Milsa Ros Shalavad. In other words, you really wouldn't say normally Yarav Ayava, but it's a special case, right? Because by Pnuya Migdal Milsa Api Atakana Ros Shal, and therefore, even when it comes to a, he's the Erev Mamish. It's only also because of the Migdal Milsa Rabosai. Very, very important. He's worried about Shmarta. You can't trust yourself, Rabosai. You can't trust yourself. It goes on forever. Shuvrisi v'seva mitzvah zekdot. Masha b'divrei Ramban zal shom. Yesh isa krova mitzad chatzi shir osa min haTorah kedosha. Whoa. Chatzi shir. It's a chatzi bia. It's a chibur gedusha. That's a pretty big statement. I wouldn't have said that. It's not like a chazi, because I have chazi. They call Masha Mishani Misura Asira. Explains again. Isa Daraisa or the Rabbanon. Okay, Los Asuru. And that's what he's suggesting over here. It may be an Isa Daraisa of different nature. It's not Los Sikavu. It's rather what? Chazi Shir. Or Los Asura Chel Vavcha Makreine.
Was he a Rebbe,
this muchacha? I'll give you his full title in a second. One second. As you see, quite a long piece over here. Then he says as follows: Ula Yeshlama Shanish Shigay Kodesh Takanas Chazal Lesser Mid Rabban Ale Chashash Kavanas Tav. V'Hakach Chodeh Beyulah Zal Gufei. And he said, "Don't do it." Pirush Mishnayos Rambam Ula Chodeh Bey. Where Takanas the Isur Ulai. Yeah, that's what it says. That's what he's discussing over here in this long piece. Tzorach Inhei. Who is he? Who's this great rabbi? So they I assume they give him the front page of this beautiful Shulchan Aruch, where everybody is. Let's see. Eizah Mikodesh. It's in the back. Called Kovetz Chiburim. It's not printed on the bottom as it was in some of the old ones. It's printed in the back. Kovetz Chiburim. Welcome to the beautiful Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? Eizah Mikodesh. Rabbi Avram David Vorman Zatzal. Av Bezin Buchach. He's the Eishel Avraham and Arachayim. That's a little more famous. Printed at the back of almost every statement of Shulchan Aruch. Not the Eishel of the Prima God. On the Mogan Aruch. His name is Avraham too. So he's a great... He's Puchach of the Chassidish town. That's clear. He writes with the Chassidish HaTorah, Kedosha. you know, it's not the style that the average mechaber has. The chassidish a bet, okay? But it doesn't matter who said it. It's telling the Emes Lavita. We accept the Emes from all circles. I'll tell you about it in a minute. We get to the censorship part of today's year. Mamish censorship, which is going to knock your socks off. This is unbelievable. I just discovered it today. I didn't know about it. Yesterday, I didn't know about this. So we'll see. Fine. Let's go back to Rav Moshe's tshuvas. So Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas on the topic of shaking a woman's hand. Did we see any of them yesterday at all yet? Did we see it yesterday? I don't think we got that far. No. So those who want to see a summary, in the same called Es Snuim Chochma, it's on page Reish Tzadi Zayin, in this, you know, volume 2. But we're going to go to Rav Moshe's tshuvas, which are quite a number of tshuvas. First tshuva, he says over here, is in Ora Chayim. Let's go to the previous question. Where are we? First volume. You have the right one. See you in a minute. Ulahoshit yad leisha kiderech anos t'mshalim v'yipoksha poshet she'osur af lepnuya sharehe nidos v'kol shkadeshes ish. Finished. Stick your hand out to a woman. Poshet v'tzosur. Finished. Finished. Wait a second. What if she sticks her hand out? Oh, it's a little more complicated. Now what do you do? Now what do you do, Rabbi Sai? It's happened to all of us. Now what do you do? So here we have Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Nun Vav. Excuse me, Simon Nunvav. Where is it? It's all about this topic, but I'm just not finding this particular. Perhaps a long show again over here. Anybody? Anybody find it? The long show? I don't know. It's supposed to be the end of Simon's Vav. I looked at the very end. Couldn't find it. Try it again. Can you find it, please? Ah, the very last line. Ubedvar sherizesh mekilin afiyiri Hashem. Biten yad leishak shehimo shita. When she hits her hand first. Ulai sovrim. The ain't that derech chiba v'tava. In which case it's mutter, like the subway. Aval lemase kosher lismoch al zeh. Oh, he didn't say. He said, you know, can I tell you some stories from years ago? You know, I spent summer in a particular summer camp, which is co-ed. My part of the camp is not co-ed, but the old days, the teenage campus was on our side, and they were in Shabbosim, so the boys and girls would eat together, teenage boys and girls, high school boys and girls. And of course, the camp is very strict. Kisa Negia, oh, very strict. But they made an exception. They shake hands. Shake hands. Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Moshe knew exactly what he was talking about. Some of those handshakes, it was, man, with the derech chiba. I'm a witness to it. So Rav Moshe is saying, you give a handshake to a lady, you know, you're doing it, it's not the derech chiba, it's mutter, but it's kosher lismo chazer, because somebody else is going to, do it in an improper way. I have testimony, Rav Moshe himself at the same time, happened to him too, on the Lower East Side, The lady took her hand out to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe shook her hand. Heard from Adri, one of my friends was there at the time. Now, it'd be the same thing. Happened right here, right across the street. We joked. The Rebbe gave the lady what we call in our language the dead fish. So this lady shook her hand. So people come to me and they say, I have to shake a hand for an interview, you know, and I get a job. So I say, it's really better not to do it. But she puts her hand out. So give the dead fish. Rebbe, how can I get the job? A wimp. Then I say, give her the bronc crusher. That's not their achieve, but Zichel won't get the job. All right, give what I call a brisk handshake. Brisk. Okay. That's it. 1 second. Now, it's interesting, quotes a statement over here, page, the next page. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. Look what he says. Quotes from the statement. Listen carefully. He says, terrible, terrible thing. When people see each other, they shake their hands with their husband, with their friends, wives, with goyish women. Catch this now. If kissing a hand, which was apparently fashionable in the old days, is problematic, worse than kissing the hand is shaking the hand.
Because he says,
right.
That's
that. Look what he says. And he won't help me wear gloves. That's it, finished. Say the chassidus, you can't do it, even if you're wearing a glove. Siag legili arayis. He quotes a gemara. Yad liyad lo yanaka bedina shel gehenim. In yomer b'meratz and mos b'yodol liyad yishim. He's just giving change to the woman. Et okeh kaf al kaf ish eish hi ad avodon rachmona litzlam. Now where's this gemara? Did we see yesterday brachas? I don't remember anymore. I was trying to look for it. I forgot that for. What Gemara is he quoting? Quoting Gemara Brachas. See what the Gemara says? The boss say, who can find it quickly? Tana Rabbanan, I mentioned this yesterday already. Hamaratz and Mols Isha Biyodu Liyodu Kedeli Stakaba for the Eish Biyodu Torah Mas and Tovim Dit Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Yinok and Medina Shagem Shenema Yod Liyod Lo Yinok Ara Lo Medina Shagem Madach just giving a change to the problem. So he says if you're shaking a hand it's Kal V'chom. He's just giving a change
because he wants her.
Ah, very good. So this Kavachomer of the Stechemet to be Shlomda, and it is by a Shuvah Sefer, which I think we don't have for two reasons. Number one, I probably don't have the original Shuvah Sefer in Barlan, I don't know if they have updated. And number two, was censored in certain editions. That's my chiddush for today, censorship. Mamish censorship. Oh, they have it. I wonder which edition they have. This is amazing. We'll see which edition they have. What? I want Ebenezer. Oh, Kuflamet Hey. That's what I want. I wonder which edition they have. This will be fascinating, right, both sides? Will they have the original edition? I wonder. They have it. They have the original on both sides. I had one with me. I thought it wouldn't have it. I have it here. The new edition was taken out. What you have here was taken out of the new edition. Watch. Listen to this word. These are words of the Haile of Chaim Berlin. You know who he was of Chaim Berlin? He was such a holy man. And the Siv's oldest son. You heard of Shiva Chaim Berlin? You heard it? This is him. This is Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. Vashashah Avranesinas Yodo. He was showing all the nachris. What that means. But Law says Yad Leisha. That's what you want to know. Law says Yad Leisha. In other words, shake a hand of someone who's a bad person. Okay, you're just shaking his hand. But what a woman. Lashon Hashasu. Brocha Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. Hamartza Mos Leisha Miyoda Leyoda Estakaba. Mavua Dim Eino Mechaiva Leshem Davar. Right to one of his tzaddik. We'll see soon. Ain isha bezel eratos mos miyadu liyada. Vada yuchal izar b'le matov. Avol imi emshal linas lemizek yigon im nachri siktima v'hoshit lo es yada. V'ain data l'shem hiruchas v'shalom ain lahach mir bezel. Udrachel dache noam. V'ahavti et Hashem alokecha. Omu chachamim yumu pei vabam en aleph. Sheshemayim esalva yodecha. V'lo yomu al yirei Hashem. Sheshemushugoyim. V'einam bali derech eretz. If I said it, it'd throw me out in certain circles. Chaim Berlin. Son of the Nitziv. He said. And I have here an article which is taken from the Sfarim blog, where Rabbi Eliezer Brut, if you know, he's a big Talmud Chacham, who loves these kinds of things. He quotes this, and they censor it out of the next edition. I'm going to tell you, I'll have to read from here. Yeah, it's here. Yes, who do you write it to? Let's see who the tzaddik is. We wrote it to. I went out of Madrid with a big tzaddik, but what do you say? Shamsi Baruch. I don't know what Shamsi Baruch is, but obviously he's a big Talmud Chacham. Is written in 1910. Chai Tavis. Yeah?
So he's thinking you should do the fish or chip-chop.
Well, if you get away with that fish, matovu manoim. If you get away with nothing, it's even better.
No, he's a derech eretz.
I don't know what derech eretz. Some people still get a dead fish all the time. I don't know how people shake hands. You do this. Dead fish is common?
No.
Very common. All the time.
Huh? People get dead fishes all the time. Mm-hmm. Even men and men get dead fish. Not only men and women.
It makes it bad, right?
I mean,
yeah, it's definitely not
Derech Eretz. No? I'm not an expert in Derech Eretz. 100%. I don't know what to say. If you have to shake a woman's hand, if you can't wait to get dead fish, dead fish. If you have to give her a brisk, brisk. Maybe the bone crush may not be a good idea. Let's take a fine flesh. This is an important tshuva. Here you have a case where the Gedolim of Bnei Brak says, Yehorg v'al Yavr, Mamish, Yehorg v'al Yavr, and he's saying you should have to do it. How do you like that? How Gedolik and Torah can argue?
It sounds like he's not like shying away from the fact that you should shake hands. So it sounds like he's...
No, you shouldn't put your hand out. No, that's not overstate.
No.
You shouldn't put your hand out. No. If she puts her hand out, or for a woman, if he puts his hand out, so you should be a... You should, it's a powerful statement here. Wow. This is a Metzia. This is only printed 12, 13 years ago. Until then, no one knew about this. Part I haven't said it's a lie, never meant it, it's a falsification. I haven't read anything past this part of the Sfarim blog. Yeah.
How far would he go? Would he say, like, not
that
Christ of a woman just to give you a hug, whatever?
I can't put words from Chaim Berlin's mouth. It's not fair. Look, he gave us a charm. It's just, let's not abuse it. In theory, but may that be true? In France, I'm told that in France, when people see each other, they just... The kiss on the cheek is like shaking hands.
Both cheeks.
Yeah. I had a following Charlotte. And I didn't answer definitively because I didn't want to make an issue.
South American too.
Okay. This is French. This is a story. A wonderful, wonderful, a wonderful, wonderful woman. Mamish Bichasidos Umas Olam saved the life of a Jewish child during the Holocaust. Risked her own life. Hid this Jewish child during the Holocaust. Many years later, at least 30 years after the Holocaust is over, this woman's going back with her husband to pay respects to this woman who saved her life. Her husband was a chassidish year, the world got had a beard. He asked me, he knows that in France, it's minanimus. It is just accepted. But when you say hello, everyone kisses on two cheeks. And here's this woman who saved his, not for this woman, he'd be nowhere. He had no wife. He had no children. He owes the world to her. What does he do? I didn't ask for him. I wasn't effusive about giving a heter, because although it seems to me that you could argue that it's like shaking hands, and shaking hands I was always about, even before I knew Rabbi Chaim Berlin. I wasn't excited about the heter. So I didn't give him a heter. I said, you know, you have to do what you have to do. So I told him. He knew that he had a heter and a shas atchak. I'm not sure what happened at the end of the day, actually, we find out that this story goes back a long time. But I had to give him that little, I mean, she saved his wife's life, you know? Now, on the other hand, let's do the full version. It's not fair to have only one without the other. Let's see if the Sifrei Halacha, I guess, would be. Where's Sifrei Halacha? Yeah. Well, see if you have it.
He's also only talking about making fame.
No, he's talking about shaking hands. No, you're saying that the no raya from the Gemara, they don't have a wadim uzmanim here. It's Rabbi Schnurbach's famous sefer. They don't have it. I'm surprised. Yeah, there are very few achronim here. Right? Should be here, right? On halacha, where else could it be?
They should.
Where? Should wadim uzmanim? Should. Nah, it's not should. And wadim uzmanim quotes the Chazon Ish, Yehoreg Vayavah. Yehoreg Vayavah. Abbas Raya the Gilead Arise. I had a Chazon Ish pasna kashach. Apparently, it's considered to be Derech Chiba. And the Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Osai, he was matta kissing the hand. Ain't a derech chiba, nimus olam a derech eretz, and he answered, shaking hands. Go figure out the Ben Ishchai. Can I find Ben Ishchai? Does he exist here? Yeah, Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai is helping to find things in the Ben Ishchai. Let's see if I can find it over here. He gives you the exact maramakum. Ben Ishchai. Oh no. Oh, Yosef Chai. No, I don't have that over here. All right, I can't find it. But he makes that distinction. Who was anybody? Is there anybody in the world who was matir shaking hands in Europe? Anybody? Was there a single rabbi? Yeah, Rabbi Chaim Berlin. But that we know. Look who he quotes. Rav Shlomo Kalbach. Who is this man? Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh Bekila Kadosha Libik. The grandfather of two Rav Shlomo Kalbachs. One the Mashgiach of Rav Chaim Berlin, she was Rav Chaim Berlin, same name. And one the world famous singer. Okay? Two different cousins from each other, I would say by a long shot. But their common grandfather, I believe, was the original Rav Shlomo Kalbach, who was an Abbez. It's important, I've said it so many times to you, that the German Rabbanim signed their names Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh. They were there to preserve Yiddishkeit, not to create new religions. I tell you, that's my argument with some other people. I'm trying to be a Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh in Riverdale, which maybe it's been harder than Liebig, I suspect. But Liebig, I'm trying its own challenges. But anyway, so he says, like this, Hoshatas Yad. Listen carefully. Someone claims that he's over in Minet Tznius. No. Hoshatas Yad the Isha Eina Os Elamishim Hiru Rakam Iskaban El Gela Hanos Yisur Ruba Lo Rov Lo Shomo Shesh Lo Nov Izev Nos Nos Yad Lefi Tuma V'ein Lecha Biyosh Gola Yosem Izev Lesar V'Hakos Kaf Al Kaf Derech Kovet Kiminik V'Artenu in Germany. God will cover Abriya Shadoch. Notice, Rav Chaim Berlin said it, and Rav Shlomo Kalbach said it. Comes along this beautiful sefer on page Shin Beis, He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand it. Doesn't understand. Get an impression. Had it really been an Isser, Kavod Abrius wouldn't have been matter it. It's not a real Isser. It's only a Lechatchila de Gedin. Lechatchila de Gedin, so we can allow it. And Kavod Abrius cannot be matter it. He's 100%, 1000% right. Page Shin Gimel. Watch this. Number one, it's only matter the Rabbanan, not the Rises. Number two, listen carefully. Whenever they matter Kavod Abrius, Rabbi Osai, Yeshna has not shus mikris ben shnei arachim. Kavod Abrius is the Rabbanan. That was when Shatnas is the Rabbanan. Right? So it happens to be in the street. You don't strip the person off the Shatnas to walk right naked in the street. It's a coincidental hitnakshut mikrit. What will happen if the Aveira itself, the din itself, offends someone's Kavod Abrius? Chas v'shalom? Chas v'shalom? You know who said it the best? There's an article by Rabbi Shochetman in Shana v'Shana, where he's fierce, he's not even like Rosh Hashiva, we'll call him a professor. It was a 75-page article critiquing individuals who want to be matir, women to get aliyahs and then partnership minyanim. And the main thing that Rabbi Sperger wrote about, Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is more important than Kavod HaTzibur. The whole thing. So Rabbi Shochetman says, what are you kidding? Kavod Abrius is his nakshut mikrit. Someone, the achachamim as a chatnas the rabban. Now the person's in the street. Nebuch, what? So, here, what do you mean? Chachamim knew about the fact that they're taking, women should not be reading because of Kavod HaTzibur. And they knew that there was some maybe a pekin Kavod Abrius of a woman who feels differently. So I asked them anyway. Same thing over here. They knew that this shaking hands might be a problem. They asked it anyway. What kind of Kavod Abrius? He says. It's a good svara. Teretz why svara is never us in the first place. Had it really been us, the Kavod Abrius really would not have been a possible hector. And therefore, he's makil. There's no us in the first place. Quotes over here. Says, quotes, Rabbi Elimelech Bar Shaul, Muvan Shalahar Zir Yad Yoser Kal Me'er Shalot Lahoshet Yad. It's more kal to extend to respond to a handshake as opposed to initiating a handshake. And if the woman sticks the hand out, you can rely on Rabbi Shem Kosher Lishma Hazeh. And the Shas HaTzchak will be Soymich Hazeh. Finished. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look. Let's see a very, very, very important child. It is adopted children. It's a major problem, Rabbi Osai. A major problem. He devotes to this beautiful sefer 10 pages. Adoption. It's all a problem. But it's all about adoption. Mamish 10 pages on this topic. The question becomes, Rabbi Osai, why is it that it's mutter for close relatives, like a father and a daughter, with no restrictions on these kinds of things? Why is that so? Why? It's not here. Go back to Shulchan Aruch. With Shulchan Aruch. Start again. Son of Shulchan Aruch. Levush on Simuch Chaf Aleph. And Ebenezer gives you a clear answer as to why it's okay. Watch this. Habachav ganash amir arayas sheliba shalnokon aleim achoso achos aviv apri shen shemano muguna biyosu isu. As a tipshim, the Rambam says so. Shekrem Lever Klav and Kogotal. Chutz me'av lebita and lebna. Why? The Ahane be Anshe Knesset Agadola be Yitzhara the Q Eno lo Megara be Krovos. Before that was also to kiss your daughter. What's going on? That's what the Lubush is saying. We saw that Gemara. Since that Gemara, it's permissible. Wow. Wow. That being the case, what's going to happen with an adopted child? It's going to be usher. An adopted child, they never knock out the answer for Gilead rights? That's what he says. However, there may be a different opinion. It's all coming from the Sefer as Snuim Chachma. The Meiri, Masechta Kiddushin, with the following comment, that's what he quotes, see if we can find it. Ooh, it's long. He's talking about the yichud between a man with his mother or his daughter. Why is that mutter? Find it? No? Here it is. A misyachet odin in ima v'bita, why? She'ein ha'yetzer tokef be'elu. He didn't say anything about the Gemara said that in Son of Dalit. There's no Yetzara. Even before Hashem has said Dalit, presumably. That's Hashem Shat in the Rambam. Didn't say anything, but never mentioned Hashem has said Dalit in the Yad HaChazaka. Nor did he mention it in his Pirush Mishnayos. Let's see if we can find that. Mishnah. Sanhedrin. I'm in Pirush Mishnayos in Sanhedrin. Let's see, Perek Zion. Let's see, Rambam. Watch this. This is Perek, what they call it Mishnah Dalet. It's a long piece. You find it, please? What are we going to find? About Bita. Anywhere on the screen? Oh. Venisha Kakrovos. Shein Teba and Shein Hatora. Miss Ara Lehen. Whenever Achos, Achos Aim, Achos Av, Bas, Achos Av. Where did that come from? Basa 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 ben, with two of all the daughter itself and the mother is fine, but even the other ones, it's ein teva anche Torah. It's a whole different word. Kali Hashtolos Savalan. Okay, if it's usher, but this iser abosai is not an absolute iser abosai. What about some say even? Even Bas Bito was usher. He said that even Bas Bito, right? Granddaughter was usher. So he said, you're a Pirush Mishnayos. Take it as your granddaughter. Your grandmother. Hey. Tell it to your bubby that the Rambam said I can't give you a kiss anymore. What, are you kidding me? You're not going to cookies anymore. What are you, that's impossible. It can't be. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch and see what the Pesukim say here. Yeah, this, where's Shulchan Aruch? I lost it. Didn't we have Shulchan? Never had a Shulchan? No? Never came out? Do it again. Oh, we have it, though. I want to see Piskei Tshuva. What happened? Piskei Tshuva, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Chof Aleph. That's the following comment. Oblibito. Who are then Bas Bito? Either Ran says Bitol Tnan Bas Bitol Lo Tnan Ubashah Poskon Otzino Hetem Mefurish Nola Lahokal Bas Bitol. Says no Mefurish Evel Rabosi Ha'em Nikberes in Ben Beno Zeh Aklal Kol Shiyoshkim Nikbarimo. And the Ran says we don't pass in that way. But we pass in that price of Yeradeya. Halacha L'maisa, a granddaughter, a grandmother is in fact permissible. Permissible. What? That's what we assume. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about this too. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva. Where were we going? Where's Igwas Moshe? Where do we have it? Did we have Rabbi Moshe yet? We'll try a couple of links. Okay. Sorry for this little local, but this will be faster the other way. Chibuk initially the bas beno ktana is like bas bito. This is what? This is your son's daughter. This is your son's daughter. What's the difference? Your son's daughter and your daughter's daughter. Right? We pass this mutter. What's the difference? Oh, Arichas Dvarim.
Is that only Kitana?
I think it's Kitana Daf. A long discussion. Long discussion. So, where's it end? Ein lechalak bita mibas bito. Av shekila bita mibas bito. You understand that Bas Bito is also mutter, okay? And then the Bas Bino should also really be mutter. Sure hope so. Now this is Rav Moshe's tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Samach. Anyway, suggestions made according to the Meiri, it should be mutter in the case of adoption as well. Wow. And therefore, what did Rav Moshe say over here, Simen? Who was Shulchan Aruch? Just had it a second ago. Watch this. Look. Yesham the Kohen Aos of Derechiba, a Kabras of Shem Shemayim, Mutter. Vechein Nogul Haku Bedvarim Elu. Toys and Kedushna. Daf Pei Bezim and Aleph. On this basis, believe it or not, see how far this could possibly go. See the Beis Shmuel. Watch this. Nogu l'raken im akala l'chaba v'achosun a mitzvotans. Sounds like they held the kala's hand. Know what it means? L'raken im akala? Know what it means? What? Probably means with a gargle. I have to assume. That's what he says. Strange. Therefore, the poskim suggest that if an individual has an adopted child, and the adopted child, again, we suggest there's no Yetzirah, and he knows there's no Yetzirah, can be Mekel. Watch this. Look what it says. Delaton Ritva. Hakolafi das Yiras Shemayim. Kolafi Mashu Badu Makabiatro, Shiitzu Nikla the Kovalo, a Malatina Beliba, Cloud, Mutro Staka, the Dabi Mayero, the Shabbos Shalom, Eshazish, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabami, Abad Barava, he put the collar on his shoulders. Okay. Elishain Royal, the Hokal, Elizal, the Chosid Godel. Okay, but if it's an adopted child, he wants to suggest that it's Mutter, even if you're not a Chosid Godel, because it's not going to be Yetzor in most such cases. Let's take a look at Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's tshuva about adoption too. Yeah?
So how about a babysitter?
What about a babysitter?
Like, I've heard, I know a lot of people, like, grow up, where basically, unfortunately, their babysitters practically raise them.
That's unfortunate. It's 100% true.
So could there be any heters, once they're older,
Come on. That's a little.
But it should be the same logic.
I don't know about that.
Is adoption?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
A live-in babysitter.
I'm not sure if that's really true. I'm not sure. I have to make a quick call because it's a medical issue. Oh, no. Please forget. Had the thing right here. I still didn't hear it. Anyone? The first take here. Forgive me for interrupting. Here we go. So my yichud of adopted child. Okay. Okay. I just want to show you got the message. It's on the desk. It belongs to the comments. It's important. We'll get there before one. Yeah. But you said it's for the doc. Okay? Good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Not that worried anymore. Let's take care of. Watch this. Misha Megala Yosem Yosemash Ashkan Shu Mitzvah Gedola. Masha Harvey Inchi Shal Zohar Lebonim Asigin Bein Abbas of Megadim Osem Ofen Shal Yodu Klap. You saw this yesterday already. Didn't we see this? I already read it to you. They didn't tell that they were adopted. That's not good. That's a bad thing. Bad whole story. What about Yichud? This is as follows. Yichud Yosef Mukshe Mechibek V'Nishuk. Why? Ain't that Derech Tana V'Chibas Bia? Derech Mechibek V'Nishuk Bonav V'Nosef Shal Nesar. This means I showed you this already yesterday. So Chidush Nifla V'Nairuch. Who else is Megil? It's Tzitz Eliezer, Abosai. Another famous Shuvah Sefer. Tzitz Eliezer, let's find it. Tzitz Eliezer, it's good to see too, because the opposition is also very strong to this. Oh, we shall see. Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Waldenberg, Chelet Vov, and there's a whole kuntris Yisra Yichud. Whole kuntris. Very top Aleph. Yichud and Ben Obas Mu'umatzin. Sounds like it's bad, right? He has some Stad Lahatim. He wants to make some kind of a leniency, if possible. Eric Stroll, 1 second. Hello? Well, leniency if possible. Watch this. Ben and Emo. Ain dark ol' avoyim ol' deher gol aveir. See from there that he raises her as a father-daughter or mother-son relationship. Ze gufa chayetz ha-mechitza mavdelas b'neihem. Ze ha-mashush v'dibosam ha-rachokla sh'yel ol' deher gol aveir. Okay? It's a different. Yachse a tipuach hundu b'yachse shal ein uben. Same in Avin Bas. Ben ubas mumotzin. Kemish hushush b'libosa me'os kadnusa. Shiyelo ke ein. Fula ke ben. Ulak av. He's made it. Forgive me. It's not strong. Hello? Can I call you back? Okay. You never know from Israel. Okay? Yeshahate gamachibuk vanishu kabo and ovea miyachas the chibo av husi v'im husi. The lab kibuk is also the also talking about Moshe. Almost word for word. Okay, then he quotes others. I don't want to spend the whole thing. Who is the opposition? Oh. The Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe is very not happy about this. Oh. He wasn't afraid to express his opinions very sharply. In the back there, Hashemot as well suffers. The Baba Shereva. Look what he says. Imutz Yeladim. Adopting children. The tremendous Yisurim of Yichud, Chibuk V'Nishuk, which apply in full force to adopt the children. Not the same as in Europe. In Europe, they would know that they were adopted. But here, kavonas ha'ma'apsevi lehalem me'ayelad ha'ma'umot she'enem horov amitiyim. What's going on? The Babaji Rebbe is talking about the fact of the time when he wrote this tshuva. It has to be probably, I guess, in the 50s or 60s. U'mishtadlem u'medaikim shalizeh shalol laharas kol tnuah v'inyim shiorvich hashad b'leiv ha'yelad ha'ma'umot she'ayachas elav in the double ha'yachas l'chaveir b'tan orim hen. Therefore, to say it's a very important to insist on this prohibition. In the back it says, look in the Haaretz in the back. Who's in the Haaretz in the back? Huh? Quote somebody says, Sitz Eliezer, who's Mekil? And Lubavitcher Rebbe is Machmir. Chazon Ish is asses it. Who else asked it, Rabbi Osai? The Chabina Rav, the Stipula, of Ezra Tia. There's a lot of opposition, Rabbi Osai. A lot of opposition. Even the, and in the Rabbanut, there are those who went against Rabbi Oldenburg. Who are they? Rabbi Unterman, Rabbi Ehrenberg, and others. So there's a lot of people against Rabbi Oldenburg, but Rabbi Moshe is like Rabbi Oldenburg. So it seems to me there's room to be, and I think my Rebbe was also making the chart. Can you really? What about the new problem we have these days? Modern problem. Donor sperm or egg donor. We say it's better or it's worse?
Is it the child?
A child is born to Abba and Ima, as he or she knows them. But in fact, one of them is not the genetic father or mother. Because they weren't able to produce a child, so they got a donor. Serious problem. Serious problem. I guess Dr. Pelkowitz about this. Did they tell them that, it's just a little more sensitive? They pictures of the woman, she's pregnant with this girl, and she's born, but she's not the genetic mother. And if she asked me, we spoke about that in the Javamas, probably if this non-Jewish donor, probably the child is in these garrets. It's a big problem. Big problem. I don't know what's going to be with this. New world, new Charlotte. New Charlotte. Just got a beautiful sample in my mailbox yesterday called Rapo Yerape by the Einstein community. And the last piece by Dr. Eddie Reichman, Rabbi Dr. Eddie Reichman, is a appendix to the Shogun Ova Hindu's Pidyon Aben. All these new cases, these old wacko kinds of situations. It's fascinating. You should read it. It's unbelievable. And anyway, Rabbi Osai, this is a serious issue. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. The very beginning. It says the machloik is between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe, which goes back to the smack already. A man who looks at a woman without kavod on his nose. Is he an over-arm the shmata that they call the vera, the smack and Rav Moshe? Or the surah achrei nechem, the Mishnah Berurah. The machloik is. Machloik is gedolei apos. Fine. What's the Rambam's opinion on this? This sefer devotes no less than, I think, 12 pages. So what did the Rambam say about this question? Obviously, the Rambam is a gedolei haposkim. We want to know, what did he say about it? So if you want to look up later on, from Shin Nun Gimel to Shin Samach Dal, it was all about Shiva's Rambam. What does the Rambam hold on this question? Obviously, it's very important. Yes?
How about a family of Gerim? Even if there was like a subface with the family converts, aren't the children not considered the children of the parents? If so,
that's a very serious question. A very serious question. What will happen in a situation in which there is a conversion? What's the halachic status? I believe that Rav Moshe discussed that in that tshuva, which we just gloss over. Let's go back to it now.
You just mentioned
the Gairim of Nehemiah saying. Right? Couple converts. Leka Yisra Yichud. Leka Tkifas Yetzer Leimo. Ubito Inyan Timi. Natural. Don't give me a garish in the sky punch. That's a halachic statement. But there's no, that's your emotion, the first one. Okay? That's what I think. If that's your question, that's the answer. So it's a very difficult question about the Rambam's opinion in this matter. It's hard to know. So there are different opinions. Some say, he says, the same for himself, that it's Yerovan lo sikavu legalos erva. Why the Malchus? Because it's ein bo maisa. A lav she ein bo maisa. That's his word. Where did he get it from? There's so many contradictory issues here in the Rambam. Oh. I'll give you one citation, Rabbi Osai. Second. Let's see if I can find it. It's so long. Again, one of the sources says that the Lord Shah and the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, of course, a number of them, who say that in Orba Lo Sikavu, this is the. Let me find the film. Quoted from the Machtis HaShekel. See if you can find it, though. It's so long that I can't find the citation here. Let's see. The Machs HaShekel is an Eben Ezer. I don't think we have that. I doubt we have that. If you look at Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, I doubt they have Machs HaShekel. That's a super commentary, but I doubt they'll have it. Nah, can't show it to you. So I don't want to spend too much time. The Machlok is what the Rambam holds. The Kitz and Imritz. For the some posts can be hold is lo sikru d'oraisa, no matas nisa, it's lav shen b'oraisa. Some people say the smak, it's only an issue of the shmarta. What does the Beis Shmuel say? That we can't find. Watch this. Also, but d'oraisa lo surach v'lemecha. V'rabba m'srile, midirabbanan. The Beis Shmuel is going to the Rambam. It's an issue of the Rabbanan. He's the Rabbanan. That's why you don't know Malchus, because it's the Rabbanan, presumably. The Gra, in commenting on this, back to Shulchan Aruch. The Gra, has he explained? Oh. Avodah Zarah Dachof and Ishmarta. It's a grown up Pshat in the Rambam. So it could be, I already have three Pshat in already. Right? It could be the Ishmarta, it could be Los Sikavu, the rights of Abel Malchus, it could be Los Sikavu with the Rabbanon, as the Beshmuel said, that's three Pshat in already. And another Pshat, it's hard to know. Fine. Now, you may remember, I don't know if we saw this in print, I don't know if you can see that on the Maram HaKomas, but let's take a look at it right now because I want to show it to you, Rabbi Osai. Yes, you have a question, Johnny?
No.
Okay. Let's take a look at the Shita on our Masechta. Ksubis. Where are we? Shown him. She did the Kubetzes. Ksubis. Yudzai. Oh, the She did the Kubetzes and the Sakta Ksubis talked about these issues. Let's see if we found the right place. I'm not sure it's really here. We'll see some. No. What's this? This is a famous one, Kalanov of a Chasuda. Mutl is Takaba. We don't pass in that way. Oh. Some say, Dafka Kol Shiva in a Mutter. I'll be your mission to Iker Achibu Beis of Bala Mutter. Rabbi Yonah says, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. Ay, Kevish in a Mutter there also. Hech Nucha Limtso Eidim. Shiro says, Yosef Be Numa for Osha Peru. I can now look at her. Kevish in a Mutter. Hech Numa. Shar Dvarim. Shterach Lassos in the Psul of Ramun Lo Kol Olam. Zukala Plonis. Osa Chazaki Kimo Ri'iya. You don't look at her. Yo, look, you see a gown. Yo, Rachel's getting married. Oh, so that's going to be good enough to collect 200 zuz. Rabbeinu Meir Levi says, no. Takal is takal amur dena mutter. Avariya bi'alma lefishah b'shah shemolichan osa mutter. Very important. It's takal, so it's gazing, staring. But riya bi'alma, just to look for a second to see who the person is good enough. It's good enough. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. This is what the Rama says. Does the Rabbeinu Yonah argue with the Rama? He claims over here in this beautiful sefer, page Shin Pei Gimel and Dalet. No, he thinks if you will own the Riyah B'Alma, it will not be good enough to say Eidus. Not that Riyah B'Alma is awesome. You have to be mistakel in order to say a proper Eidus. That's the issue. Fascinating. But he calls over here staklut iunit, which is prohibited even from a samagulin. How do you like that? Oh. Now, what is a staklus? He calls something over here. I never heard of this statement before, so I don't know if I'll be able to find it for you. Maybe you can maybe find it here. Sefer Chassidim HaChodosh, written by the Rosh's nephew, was printed the first time in 1901. I never heard of it. Do we want to find it? I doubt it. Sefer Chassidim HaChodosh. It's hard to believe. I asked my uncle, Rav Derosh, how do you, people are mistakel bekeshes? You're not supposed to look at the keshes. There's a bracha to make on it. Name of a breeze of the kind of mavara.
What's a keshes?
A rainbow. You're not supposed to look at a rainbow. Well, you know, Istaklus eino elosh shemabit bekivun zman aroch. Ulemi yedamu v'yishve. Avalis eino v'lirospo kerega. Make a broch on the keshes, shaper dummy. And he gives an example of that. Kenem istakl benoshim. Pirish shemabit bekavona gemura el ziv poneho vel yofi yif osa. Only that is us. Otherwise it's mutter. So says the Rosh's nephew. He explained, Pei Shin Pei Vav, it's only us if you have tar to the Reyesa. It's a long stare, and it's for Irem. A short stare, you can't see really properly. So therefore, a short stakless, even Kavon and Asir she is, as an agent, for example, should be mutter. A long one, a Shalom Irem, like a professor. She sits and hacks her chanting for an hour. It's a long lecture. But it's not be you. That would be also permissible. Oh, fine. This is what I suggest. Fine. He quotes the Mogad Rabbi Nicholas in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. That's what he was stuck at the hand of the Kohen. I mean, only if you look straight for a long time, but just a short, quick glimpse is not a problem. But the Rambam is an expression of the habit, the istakel. To me, it seems it's really the same thing. See, otherwise, I don't know how to get around about it. I don't see another way out. It seems that most people are both sides. Let's take a look at these Rambams, all right? Let's open to the Rambam. Let's go straight. We only saw the Rambam so far in courtesy of the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't seen Rambam even once today. Can I hold the sheet and go by the whole Rambam? How can that be? Where is Rambam? We'll end with this. We'll end in a few minutes. End with the Rambam. The Rambam. Where are you, Rambam? Rambam. Mephorosh. You'll see the words lahap and listaka, they're used interchangeably, if you ask me. You can't make a big deal out of this to change the terms. Look at this. Let's just identify the words. Can we help you identify them? We're going to find these words being used in Rambam. Watch. Lahabit biyaf is awesome. Mistaka is biktana. That's in halacha base. He has lahabit and he has a staka. Gimel. Mutalis staka if they are pnuya the vodka by Mustula and Ula. This year you know about Yisrael. It was how you say the Roske. You have to look at the girl on the date. Avalo yistaka derech znus. So the staka, yes. The staka derech znus. No. Go a little bit further. Halacha Dalit. Muta la habet mishtok shinida. Okay. So he has the word la habet. Let's go a little bit further, Rabbi Ose, the same parak. Halacha Chafal. What does he say? Also, the stak of Benashim comes out of Kvisa. And the stak of Bid Netzema Shalisha Shimakira is also. That would they hear him. He's using these terms, it seems to me, interchangeably. Same thing. Habata means Be'iyun. Slight problem, he has an Aloha Beis. The Aloha Beis that we came from, first he has Lahabit, B'yofya. Then he says, Listake el Eskaven Lehonus. I don't know. See, that most people are not having Hano from looking at the Etzba. So in order to say that, Mistake el Eskaven Tana, Eskaven Lehonus, yeah, yeah, everybody's Can we be honest with ourselves? We're not tzaddikim. Look at a girl's finger. That's Bukhtana, pinky. Ooh, that pinky. Ooh, what? So most people now have a no, look at a pinky. No, a pinky. Okay? So therefore, Pashna says, even the stockless, the mushekhas, the ear, this book, look at the pinky. Like on the hearer. You only ask the scarver, they on us. That's the one that's called Dalin. But in Poneho, Rabosai, her beautiful face, even the average guy will have Hano from a beautiful face. And therefore, it's us, even your own Kabbalah and the Hanas, it's going to lead to that. The Pashas. Cain, Nira, Lee. Cain, Nira. Yes, it seems in the Rambam, in Pirush and Mishnah, we just saw, that it's only us with Kabbalah and the Hanas. I erased it. I thought I kept it. You look there, the same period of Mishnayos, Craig Zion, Mishnah Dalit, and the Moran of Ruchum is exactly the same thing. I said, Doraisa! 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 But, Eina Mechavim Lehonos is also with Rabbonim, because you may count your Mechavim. That's my Pshat Shita Sarama. Cain Nirali. Cain Nirali. Fine? Again, I don't spend too much time, but this issue with the Rambam causes a whole fight on both sides. I want I'm reading over here what he has in this beautiful sefer. I don't agree with everything he says, although I think it's a fantastic sefer. The Bach said, "Kol shem miskaver nistak el osu." The Bach said. What are we talking about? Vaga Mechusa, part that should supposed to be covered. Rav Haigon says only also Mishas Kriyishma. I don't think he's right. I think the Bach is right. The Bach is right, Rav Osa. The Bach is right. True, it's also Mishas Kriyishma. But Osha Shlomo Shas Kriyishma too. Like Kol Isha. Same thing, right there, compared to. It's also to look at the part of the woman's body that's supposed to be covered. If you have kavanah listakel, it is asur. Even without kavanah lehanos. Chazanish, you know what Chazanish said? It's impossible. What do you mean, tzaddikim? If you look at makom mechusa, you're going to have anah. That's not going to exist. Now, 2 pages later, what does he say? Page tough, easy to remember. Page tough. He quotes Sota Davches. What does it say? What does it say in the Sota Davches? Omar Rava. Kolorotza Liros Baroa. Losh Magabi Losh Nashi. V'nashim chayavas l'rosa. They saw, it seems to be, when she was dressed. Take a look on the Rambam. Rabbi Osai, he quotes, I have to end with this Rambam because I'm running out of time. There's one more Rambam. I'm arguing with the Esnum Chalun. I think it's a fantastic sefer. The Mitzvah Shem on Sunday will finish up these inyanim. Maybe you have a chance at the end to start the new inyanim. So the new Rambam comes. You all have a new Rambam comes. Everyone has
number 2.
So make sure you go. I'm going to start catching up soon.
I got it.
Thank you so much. What does it say over here? Halacha hey. Ubekabs na kibbutz gadol shel nashim shkol nashim nimtza shem chayavos lerosa. V'chol isha he achmos tovol lerosa yavol yirem. He omedes beinayin below redid the beloved pachas ad begodeha v'kufach al rosha kamo she isha tom beis. Then it's what the rabbi said for a man to look at her. Not when she's naked. Later on, or exposed. It's true. Later on, he quotes what they take some more clothes off her. Talach yed aleph. Acha kein kohen acha boi levi kohani azara ochiz v'begodeh v'kineged poneh v'koreh atchum v'galas liba v'galas sar v'shosim machlefos rosh v'navla. But no one's looking there besides this kohen who is Torah b'avodoso. He put together this sefer halacha gimel v'halacha yed aleph that everyone could see peeping show, and she's Megula Beliba, have a look. Not true. Only the one Kohen who's pursued the Kodesh Retara. Not going to have any. Here we have air, we hope. Yes.
Isn't the whole point that she's in the Azara where it's public?
Exactly. It's public, but the other people are not looking at her. They're off in the back.
Then what's the point of it being public if people aren't looking at her?
No, so the Kohen's Megala's Liba.
Why is it embarrassing for her?
Amen. You want a Kohen to take your mother and the rip off the skirt? Are you kidding? Plenty embarrassing. Not that everyone has a chance to compete. Not. He thinks that it's okay. Because he puts together the whole story. I don't think it's correct. Okay, Nirali. So the coming attractions for Sunday share the following topics. One, you're allowed to walk in a place where there are women who are not properly clad. Streets of New York City. Two. I would like to bring you the Chut B'nai Bonim. I don't know if they have it downstairs. Rabbi Henkin's grandson. He cautions you not to exaggerate the nature of the issue of mixed dancing. He says it's our service. What I called on before. Not as us as some people think it is. Three, looking at pictures of women and they're not properly dressed. And what if they are properly dressed? Four, Shela Shalom. That's what we start with the Vidurajba, based on Mark Kiddush. And finally, five, the habits of a husband and wife in public. How are they able to conduct themselves? Perhaps they shouldn't show extra affection in public. We'll discuss that too. And now we'll have to go back a little more Kolisha. If we have a chance, we'll start the next inyanim on Sunday. We'll bet on it. But certainly by Monday, we'll be into the next one. A good Shabbos to one and all.